Hi, everybody. Thanks for downloading the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. We do appreciate the support and the listen. You can also follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all the stories that we talk about and some that we don't. And follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Instagram for some fun pictures and things inspired by the stories that we talk about. And now, here we go. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, April 18th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Yes, I know the Mueller report came out, but I haven't read it. So let's get to some celebrity news. Wendy Williams keeping personal security on set until Kevin's gone. This is an exclusive story on TMZ. Wendy Williams, the talk show host, is uneasy with the fact that her estranged husband, Kevin Hunter, is still working on the set of her show, so much so that she's decided to keep extra bodyguards on hand until he's out. Sources connected to the production tell TMZ that Wendy has retained three full-time security guards to stand watch while she preps for and shoots her daily talk show, on which Kevin is still an executive producer, if only temporarily. TMZ is told the extra muscle is with her day to day. They're also told Wendy initially hired a personal security team about a week before she served him with divorce papers because there had been a number of blow-ups between them leading up to her filing. In at least one instance, TMZ sources say things got so heated, Kevin had to be restrained. As TMZ first reported, Wendy's unit was on set when Kevin got served papers. He didn't lose it at the time, but for obvious reasons, TMZ is told that Wendy feared something could happen. While Kevin is still technically working on the show as an executive producer, TMZ sources tell them that he won't be there for long, saying that parties are trying to come to an accord that would allow him to step down. Now, Kevin, who allegedly fathered a baby with another woman, issued a statement saying that he takes full responsibility for his recent actions and is entering a time of serious self-reflection. Wendy herself somewhat addressed a real-life drama on Monday, but did not mention Kevin by name. All right, so Wendy Williams, known for dishing the dirt. Now the subject of dirt. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Ooh, the chickens have come home to roost. Now, while you don't wish bad things on anybody, Wendy Williams has made a career in TV and in radio before that by dishing the dirt on other people and giving them advice that they never asked for. So it's kind of interesting to see that this real life drama has come into her life with a marriage that she has long purported was a happy marriage. Everybody was good. Things were happening. You know, she's got her son that she talks about, and now he is the focus. But to see something like this come to light to the point where, oh, now how are you going to work together? Now, The Rock works with his ex-wife. She's the executive producer on literally everything he does. They are still business partners. That's not a super common thing to have happen, and it's absolutely not what's happening in this case. But if you're an executive producer on a successful daytime talk show, like the Wendy Williams show, there is a pretty big financial stake in that. So this is all going to have to be sorted out somehow. But I'm going to guess he's not going to leave without getting some compensation for it. What I find interesting is the fact that Wendy is being so sort of around the horn about this whole thing. Now, she did have a health scare earlier this year. She wasn't on her show for quite some time. They actually produce shows with guest hosts. So she's been going through quite a time. And divorce is always ugly. And the idea that, well, you've got a baby with somebody else, that's always going to be incredibly hurtful. Because now there's a physical reminder of the betrayal. Now, as someone who watches Game of Thrones, you start to understand why people were so upset with the Bastards. Did they do anything? No, they're just a physical reminder that the person that you trusted, that was supposed to be your partner, has gone out and done something with somebody else that completely betrays your marriage vows. So Wendy Williams put a lot of weird energy into the universe, and now a lot of weird energy is coming back her way. I'm not saying she deserves it, and I really hope the best for all of them. I hope everyone can be happy out of this whole thing. But it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I'm guessing TMZ is the best place to follow that, because I don't know that she's going to dish on herself the way she dished on others. And that is your Morning Crunchwrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked, I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out, it's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass?